Your first date went well, but now you're getting the Provo fade?
John and Justin can help with the second date update.
Samuel, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Do you go by Sam or Samuel?
Either one's fine.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll keep with Samuel then. So tell us who you met and all about your date.
So I met this woman, Abigail. One of my daughters, I have two daughters, and one of them does tennis. She plays tennis in the summertime. I was at a few practices and matches over the summer, and I met Abigail. Her daughter was playing too, and sometimes we would be, at the same matches over and over and over again. And finally, towards the end of the summer, I got up the nerve to start talking to her, get to know her a little bit. And she has a daughter, obviously a daughter, yeah, same age. And
I'm just glad you have a daughter there and you weren't just there watching the
hanging
matches.
Hanging out.
Because I'd be like, you know what? I figured this out. All right, so you got her number.
Yeah, so we hit it off. And I'm divorced. She's divorced. And we decided to do a date together, we had a date and I haven't heard from her since.
Well, tell me about the date itself. So how'd it go? Did you guys go out somewhere? Did you go see a movie? Like, what'd you do?
I mean, it went really well. I just try to keep it simple, and I invited her over to my place. I sent my daughters over to the mother's for the night, and I made some dinner. Dinner was really, really great. I was really on top of it, and I think she was really impressed with it. And then afterwards, I was, I just wanted to maybe watch a movie or something like that. So I was going to put on a movie, and as I was doing that, I noticed that she just started crying. Mm-hmm. And
what?
I didn't know why. There was I thought dinner was great, and as I was scrolling through the movies, I looked over and she was just crying. So I asked her what was wrong and she couldn't really tell me. And, she didn't even end up watching the movie. She ended up leaving, and, I haven't heard back from her since.
Were you guys like in the middle of talking about like the divorces? Is that still fresh? Is it something like that maybe where she just kind of was washed over with emotion?
No, I mean, we had talked about that several times before, and we didn't really talk about it in depth. I mean, we were talking about our kids, and, I guess it was just kind of getting to know each other a little bit more intimately, but there wasn't anything that I could think of that would cause her to just start spontaneously crying and not even be able to explain it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, and you haven't heard from her since she left your apartment crying?
She left my apartment. She couldn't stop crying, and I called her and I texted her to make sure she got home okay.
Yeah.
And then the next day, days following, I've called her, and I've stopped after a while because I just I got the point. But I can't help but wonder, like, if
I want to know what happened.
It was a great
day. Did you decide to put on Ole Yeller?
Where the red fern grows. I don't know.
Right. Okay, let's get Abigail's number from you. Let's call her up and let's see what happens. So I feel I need closure from this story.
Absolutely.
John and Justin.
Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Samuel today, who met Abigail over summer. His daughter is in a summer league for tennis, and Abigail's daughter's in the same league. So they would see each other like at practice and then at matches. And, all over summer they got to know each other, and he asked her out. She said yes, went over to his place, and he cooked a nice dinner. And as they were getting ready for some Netflix and chill, she started to cry.
Yeah. Something triggered it.
Yeah. Samuel's saying there's nothing with the conversation to make him think like that there was that trigger, but she did started to cry, and she got up and she left. And we're trying to figure out why. Samuel, did I get all that correct?
That's right. It's been driving me crazy. I've been going over and over and over the conversation in my head. I can't figure it out.
Okay, we were able to get Abigail on the line, so I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Abigail, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air right now with John and Justin, Mix 105.1. Is that still cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, good. I got to be honest, Abigail. We heard this story earlier this morning, and it's just been bothering us ever since. You ever hear, like, when you get asked, like, those questions, like a trivia question, and then, like, you don't know the answer, and it just bugs you until someone finally tells you the answer?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's been going on here in our studio this morning, because earlier this morning we talked to Samuel, who you actually went out on a date with. And Samuel told us about how you left crying, and when we were talking to him, he couldn't figure out like why you left crying, and then like now we're like going like, wait, why did she leave crying? And it's bothering us. So I'm hoping you might be able to kind of just fill in the blanks.
It's just, I don't know. Sometimes when I'm just like on a date that I'm not fully enjoying, I just kind of start crying. I just get over emotional about it.
Like, you use this as like a way to get out of the date? Is that kind of what you're saying?
I don't know if it's like, just kind of like an emotional response. I don't know, it just kind of happens. Like, that's, I get weird. A wave, and then I can't control it, and it's just like, I don't want to be here anymore, and I need to leave.
Oh, I'm doing this from now on. Anytime I'm trapped in a meeting here that I don't want to be in, I'm just going to start crying and leave.
Right? Because we're not going to question
no.
you.
No.
So this is your fail-safe, huh? You just, you don't like it, you can start crying, and then you get to leave the place.
It kind of.
Wow.
Basically.
I love it.
Well, I hope this doesn't make you cry. Samuel's actually on the other line. Hey, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I have a question. How does that work? Like, what possibly could have triggered that? That was such a great date. I thought everything was going so well. I don't know what could have caused you to start crying.
I don't know. I think I was just feeling kind of awkward, I guess. I don't know. It was just like, I don't know, man. I couldn't get into it that much. And I just couldn't handle it.
Was it because you were at my place? I mean, we could have gone someplace else. I thought, was it the food? Was it like, maybe you didn't want to watch a movie? I don't, but if you could have expressed it to me, we could have figured it out.
I don't know. It was just like a lot for me, I guess. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't go on like a lot of dates, and I don't know. It's just hard sometimes for me, and I don't know. I just have a hard time connecting, I guess.
Are you getting choked up now?
I mean, a little bit. I don't know. Aww. Dating's just kind of hard for me.
I can't tell if we're all being played.
I'm confused.
No, I get it. Honestly, like when I get overwhelmed or uncomfortable with something, I get a little choked up too. You've seen me cry like 400 times. I am a crier. I just like it's. You get overwhelmed with something, too much stimuli, and then you just start crying. Is that kind of what it's like?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm right there with you, girl.
Sam, I think we know that obviously Abigail's not into another date. I think. You know, there's going to be someone out there who's not going to cry after you cook them a meal.
Yeah, this one's just not meant to be.
I guess so. I mean, I'm already, you know, I don't date much, but I'm already kind of like moved on. But I wanted to make sure that it wasn't anything I did wrong. And it seems like it's like walking on eggshells. I don't know if there's anything I could have done right in this situation.
And Abigail, instead of dating, might I recommend getting a cat?